Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire. One day we'll find a new intro, but for now, it's gonna stay as it was. A long time since we've talked to y'all, but we are coming at y'all live. Or not really live. I feel like I always say this, but, you know, we're coming at y'all from our New York City apartment, which we will get into in this episode. But we just wanted to come back and talk about where we've been for the past, like, 2 years now almost.
Is it two?
I think it's been about 2 years since our last episode.
Oh my gosh.
But we're back and better than ever. We got some new equipment, so hopefully the sound is not as echoey and awful as it was in our earlier episodes. And also, I hope y'all liked that intro music. Yeah.
It was hard to find and get.
Yeah, but we did it. And hopefully y'all enjoy it. We're trying to step our game up and make this better and something that people actually want to listen to. So,
and as soon as we get this piece for our tripod, we can film the episodes as well.
Yeah, we were gonna try and do that today, but the tripod is missing a piece, so we couldn't film it. But we really are gonna try to do that and put the video up on like YouTube and get y'all some TikTok clips and things like that so you can see our beautiful faces while you also listen.
Yeah, we're trying to follow the podcast success formula.
Yeah, we're really trying to make this work. So hopefully, I don't know, if y'all listened to us earlier, you're still here. And hopefully we get some new people to listen.
Yeah, if you made it 2 years without hearing anything and you still like us, then share us with your friends, your family. Just spread the word that we're doing it again, and we'll do our best to stick to our every Thursday schedule.
Yeah, that is the new schedule. Every Thursday, we marked it on our
big calendar. Ass calendar.
Yeah, there's a plug. His name is Jesse Itzler or something, but yeah, I think that's his name. But he has the big ass calendar, and it's like a calendar that has every day of the year, like all on one big page. And so, yeah, we already marked out all of our episodes, and it will be every Thursday. So, look forward to that.
I like this calendar because it's big. It's one sheet, so you see a whole year. And normally, I hate calendars because you have to keep up with flipping the months. And so, I always end up, like, it's January for, like, the whole year. So, I really like it. Yeah. And I hope it helps with all of that.
I think it will, because you can see your whole year at a glance. So, it's nice. But, yeah, with all that being said, we're back. You'll be able to hear us every Thursday. We're going to work on getting the video up, so you should also be able to see us every Thursday if you feel so inclined. Working on making the Instagram better at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Go follow it if you have not already. And yeah, I guess now we're just going to talk about what led us to New York, what we're doing here, and just what we've been up to the past 2 years.
A lot's happened. Like, so much has happened. I don't even remember what we were doing or what was happening when we last had an episode.
Well, real quick, why don't you give the people an update on your cancer situation? Because that was like a huge theme of our earlier episodes. So I feel like the people deserve an update.
Okay. So the last thing that happened was in, was it November, December last year? And it was my yearly MRI checkup thingy where they just see, make sure nothing's returned and then I'm good. And they did the scan and said that no, there's no signs of any return of anything or anything new. And so that was really good. And they moved me to checkups every 2 years. And yeah, that was very, added a lot of hope to my life because I don't know, that's just a big deal when they move you from every year to even just 2 years. So yeah, everything's going good. We're insuranceless now for right now. So that's kind of scary, but I don't know. I think we're on the right path regardless. And it seems like I'm doing good with all that. So it is what it is. We're just going to keep praying that I don't get it, and you know, any more cancer, and we'll just keep rolling.
Yeah. And sticking with the cancer theme, this episode might be a little bit all over the place just because there's a lot to talk about. And we're just trying to like update y'all and everything at the same time. So from here on out, it'll be a little more organized, but for today.
Yeah, we're literally going to pack the last 2 years, I guess, into this episode somehow.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And y'all can always, you know, send us a message or something if you hated it and what we could work on. But hopefully you didn't hate it. Anyway, though, with the cancer theme, I feel like that was a big reason that led us to New York.
Yeah, so it opened both of our eyes to a lot of things just about life and perspective on like what life is and how much time you actually have or don't have and what's like most important in life. And so I went back to work after all that, and probably right after about the last, one of the last episodes, I was back at work, I think. And so I was at work for like a year once my year hiatus from everything was done. And so that whole year I had a lot to think about. You had a lot to think about too. And I think just like returning to normal life all of a sudden after all that, like we had to just sit there with these new realizations, and it really like sinks in once you're doing life again. You really feel everything, or it just kind of hits you out of nowhere and you have to process it. And I think we just both saw clearly that like the lifestyle we were living and the choices we were making, even though they weren't bad or anything, it was just not fulfilling enough to what we really wanted to do with the short amount of time you have on the earth. So
yeah, which I think sounds crazy to a lot of people because like we are young, we're 25. Okay, I literally forgot my age.
I always
for a
forget
second.
Our age. Like I'm like really, in my 24, 25, 26.
Yeah, we're not old enough to be forgetting our age, but like we had bought a house and like done all these things. So it's a lot of people are like, why would you want to leave that and give that up? Because you've done, you know, a lot that a lot of people our age are not able to do these days. So it seems crazy, but we were too young to be living so old.
Yeah, like, I mean, at work, people thought I was at least in my 30s, like, which is, I don't feel like a good thing, even though I'm not, like, that far. It was just, like, even when I was, like, 21, people were like, oh, yeah, what are you, like, 32, 33 or whatever? And I'm like, no, like, I'm not even close. But, yeah, we did all these things, and I think we were just trying too hard to make the perfect choices in everything, and it was exhausting to a certain degree because there is no such thing as the perfect answer to every thing that comes up in life. And we were really just, that's all we were focused on. And it became, for me at least, I fell into the trap of like having money or like feeling secure with money or finances will solve like all your problems. And I think that was my big realization, but also just like, what am I doing? Like, we're just chasing money, or I'm chasing money for what? You know, like I could just die the next day and it wouldn't matter, or who knows what happens in the world and the money doesn't even mean anything anymore. Like there's all kinds of things going on that could disrupt this thing that you were so feeling so secure in, and you're just left unhappy and like there's nothing that you really worked for.
Yeah. And I feel like both of us, my therapist kind of pointed this out, but like, we both kind of missed out on a developmental life stage because we went from being, like, teenagers to, yeah, really just, like, teenagers and partying too hard and, like, doing a lot of crazy things that a lot of teenagers, like, don't really do. Like, we just took everything to the extremes and way too far. And then, like, since we've been married and a little bit before that, we went the complete opposite direction and we're, like, taking life way too seriously. Like, couldn't have fun, even in, not in, like, a doing drugs kind of way, but just, I don't know, we were just, like, taking life too seriously.
I was always too, like, if we went out and did something, I was, like, I'd be grumpy if we stayed out past, like, 9 or 10 because I was ready to come home and go to sleep. And it's, like, a 20-something-year-old should not be that concerned with sleep. I feel like they should be out having fun. And I was just, like, concerned with my schedule and getting to work and not feeling tired and being able to continue the grind. And it was, like, I feel like my priorities are so, they're not serving me at all. Like, even though they're good priorities or whatever for that moment, like, it didn't feel like it made me, I just felt empty still. It didn't matter, like, how good the priorities or the schedule or whatever was. It just wasn't enough.
Yeah, so I feel like we missed out on that, I don't know, the part of your 20s where it's balanced. Like, you're working and you have responsibilities, but you also still have fun. Really, that's just life, not even part of your 20s. Like, we just haven't experienced the middle ground of that. And so I feel like that's what we're trying, that's one of the things that we're trying to do here now.
Yeah, it is hard to, like, wrap your head around, because, like, we did go very hard as teenagers into, like, early adulthood, and I don't know, it's like, what is, like, the new definition of, like, having fun or, like, living in a way like that, but it's not including crazy stuff like that and, like, bad life patterns that, you know, hurt us in the process of having fun. So, like, yeah, we, like, jumped an entire step. We lived like we were literally 60-year-olds. Like, we just worked, went home, saved money, did the right things, investing, whatever. And, like, it gets so old. And, like, what's the fun in that? Like, you're just going to do that your whole life. And then what? You know, like, we were just like, this has got to change.
Which it is amazing, though, that we did do that, because, like, we would not be sitting here in New York if that wasn't the case, because moving here was not easy and it's so expensive. And
we're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Probably do a whole episode on, like, the moving process and all that that took later on, but it was difficult. And I think our serious life choices definitely led us here. Like, it just allowed us to be able to make this move, so I'm thankful for that time. But also, I don't think we would be fulfilled living the rest of our lives that way.
Yeah, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, we don't regret anything we've done, you know. It's just, we had to, I guess, pivot our life choices and what we were doing, just because it didn't feel like the right path anymore. And that's okay. Like, that's part of life. And yeah, absolutely. Everything that we did, you know, and put a lot of effort and work into and stress and whatever, tears, everything, it did bring us to this point. And I'm extremely grateful. I know you're grateful. And we have, we're very blessed to be, like, in this situation and what we're able to do now.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, what's the next topic?
I mean, let's back up a little bit as to why New York. Because so many people think we're so crazy. Like, oh my gosh, New York is so expensive and unsafe. And just, like, why, you know, dirty. Like, why on earth would you want to live there? So,
I feel like that's you, because it was kind of started all with you in the first place.
Yeah, so I wanted to go to fashion photography school, like, right out of high school. Didn't go because it was expensive, and, I mean, I probably could have made it work, but, you know, I just didn't at that time. But I wanted to go to school here in New York is my point. And I've just always loved the idea of New York, but I had never been. And so for my 25th birthday last year, we came to New York. And it was both of our first times. And it just felt like so much better than I even imagined it would. Like just being in the city. And I really fell in love with it. Which I feel like sounds kind of dumb, but
I feel like you were already in love with the idea of New York City, but like possibly a little scared of like what it really was like. And then once we got here, you were like, oh, this is like what I thought it was, and even more. And you were like super excited about it. Because like you didn't shut up about it after the first trip. Like that was all you could think about and want to do.
Yeah, it's like when people say don't meet your idols or whatever. Like I was scared I was going to go to New York and it was not going to live up to the expectations I had in my head. But it exceeded them so much that I was like, I have to.
Yeah, she like lost her mind and was like, this is what we have to do.
Yeah. And so we came here in April for my birthday. And then we came here again in November for Thanksgiving, actually. Just because like we had airline miles and.
Who doesn't want to see the Macy's Day Parade, you know?
Yeah, that was cool to see. And I feel like since my birthday, I'd been like, we need to move to New York because I was done with Granbury, where we lived before. Like, it was just literally a retirement community, basically. And it's a super cute town, but we were too young to be living there.
Again, us living like 60-year-olds, like, we lived in a town where you move when you're 60 and you're like ready to just, you know, kind of be done. And this is the final house. We were living exactly like that. But yeah, everything about New York City was super exciting. It literally, like, there's always something to do. It's always in motion. There's energy. And I think we were just craving that compared to what we were doing.
Yeah, so after we came here and I saw just in person, like, all that New York had to offer and just how I felt here. Because, I don't know, a whole other, like, side tangent is, like, just since your cancer diagnosis, my anxiety has been so just crazy. Like, I've never felt so much anxiety in my life. And being here, it's like I felt more peace than I had in a long time. Which, again, sounds crazy to a lot of people. Like, oh, you feel at peace for the first time in New York? Like, are you kidding? But that is really how I felt. So, ever since that trip, I was just relentless and like, we have to move to New York. And then we had like a 2-year plan, you know, like, yeah, maybe in a couple years, we can move to New York. But then in November, when we came here for Thanksgiving, we were just like, okay, let's walk around the city and see where we would potentially want to live. And
yeah, I was like not fully on board when she was like ready to move here the first time. And so it did take me a while to come around. But I did like the city like way more than I thought I would when we first came. And then when we came, like, Thanksgiving was fun, but it was Christmas, I think, that it really clicked for me. Like, this is a cool place. And I think it's probably because we stayed in like a super cool hotel. Like, the Christmas stuff is all really fun, and you see like the magic of the city and like what it really does or has, you know, to it.
Yeah, there's definitely a special magic around Christmas, but during the Thanksgiving trip, we stayed in a hotel that's actually in the neighborhood that we live in now, and I feel like we were both like, oh, wow, this is it's not a quiet area, but it's quieter, like, a little more residential, if you can call it that, and we both liked that area, which is ultimately where we ended up, which is cool.
There's like grocery stores and little shops that like you would need every day. It's not just fancy stores like Tiffany and, you know, Hermes and crazy stuff like that. It's like, oh, I could actually see myself living here and going to that grocery store and getting some food or whatever. You know, it wasn't just like crazy, like Fifth Avenue, New York City, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely not like a touristy part of Manhattan, but we do live in Manhattan, which is crazy.
Yeah, I did not expect to live here. I think we really, at one point, during the whole process thought we were going to end up in Brooklyn. But not to hate on Brooklyn, we do not fully like Brooklyn that much as far as the feel of it. We wanted the full or the real New York City experience, which we really only felt in Manhattan. So
I don't know, some people love Brooklyn and maybe we just haven't been to the right places, but based on our experiences so far, I just don't love Brooklyn. It's not,
I stand by that it feels too much like Dallas or Austin, where it's not this kind of city that we're in right here in Manhattan. You know, it's not the same feel where the buildings just tower over you and it's like, I don't know, every street's the same here in a way, but like it's different. But like there, it's very open still, and the buildings are not as tall, and the feeling's different over there too. Like it's very quiet, and we want the energy that's here. Brooklyn seems very tired and sleepy.
Yeah. I feel like you just made it seem like Brooklyn would sound better in theory, but like it's just not, in my opinion.
Like, it depends on what you want, you know? Like if we wanted that, like I feel like it'd be great, but
yeah.
That's not what we were looking for at all, so.
Yeah. But yeah, so after our December trip with our friend Sydney, shout out to Sydney, she's probably not listening to this, but that was a really fun trip, and as soon as we got back from that, I was like, I'm done living here. Like, I just want to move to New York. Like, I just really at that point, like, couldn't think about anything else other than I want to live there.
Yeah. I didn't think of it as much, but I did really, like, the idea had really gotten into me, though, and I was like, I think we do need a change. And I was scared because, like, this is the biggest, craziest change I can think of. And it was like, are we really going to do this? And that kept sitting in with me more and more, setting in with me. And eventually, I guess I came around to it. Like, we're here now. So, but I don't know, just being at work and doing the same thing over and over, I got to a point where I was just really, like, burned out on everything. Like, I just didn't have the energy to continue the cycle again over and over, you know. And it was just like, okay, we got to break this cycle and just do something totally new. Did we ever talk about our Uber driver that one time that kind of really not convinced us, but like it felt like a sign of some sort that was just kind of crazy? What was his name?
Aubrey.
Yeah, shout out Aubrey if you're listening to this ever.
Yeah, I was gonna bring him up too because he like fully changed the trajectory of our whole life, I think.
Yeah, Aubrey really did change the whole trajectory of my thinking around moving to New York City. It seemed like so impossible before. It seemed like, who does that? Like, how do you even do that? Like, we're from Texas. Like, we've always lived in small town Texas, like, areas. The biggest place we lived was Fort Worth, or you lived in Austin. But, like, I don't know, compared to here, it's like we don't understand what a city really is, I felt like. And I don't know, when he was talking to us, it was like he overcame every single possible objection we may have had and was like, you know, if you want to live in New York City, it's just a mindset, and you got to just have the mindset and you'll be all right, you know. But if you don't have it, then the city could eat you alive. And I felt like that was a call, like a challenge to us. It was like, you sure you're up for it, you know? And I don't know, I felt like I took it to heart and was like, I'm up for it, let's do it. Like, that's what life's about, you know. And he always was like saying, you got to get out of your comfort zone. And that really spoke to me because I am, if anyone, I'm sure the people listening know me pretty well, but most of you at this point, but I do not like getting out of my comfort zone. And this is like probably the craziest thing I've done to get out of my comfort zone. So I don't know, he really spoke to us in a way that changed my heart and my mind. And it's shocking that it was just our Uber driver one day.
Yeah, he was amazing, and my biggest concern was the dogs, because we do have 3 dogs, and that's not something that people usually have in a tiny little apartment. And he was like, 3 dogs, like, that's what you're worried about, like...
Yeah, he was so like, that's nothing, like, that is literally not an excuse to not move here, you know?
Yeah, and he was right, because we do have all 3 dogs, and they were all approved miraculously to live here. So, Aubrey was right.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, You can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Right, and he was like, whenever he dropped us off, he was like, you know, I hope I'll be picking y'all up again this time next year and you'll be living here. So, I mean, we really haven't taken Ubers at all because they're expensive and we just take the subway, but if we do take an Uber, like, I just really hope that we get to see Aubrey again to tell him how much of an impact he made on our life in that small interaction.
Yeah, and the chances of us seeing him again like that, if we did, it would, like, for sure confirm, like, everything about that interaction, I feel like.
Yeah, that would be crazy, but I really hope we do.
Yeah, me too. One day.
Yeah.
So we've talked about why we moved here, what we like about it.
Kinda. Well, okay, so talking about our December trip, like, we were here December 4th through 7th of 2023, came home, I was like, I want to move, and then you quit your job.
Yeah, like, shortly after that trip. Yeah. I think it was like a week or two, because we got back, and I was at work, and I was just sitting there, like, I just couldn't even focus on work. I was like, it was all I could think about was, like, work is not important enough to me right now. This is, I don't know, the feeling of, like, the change, need to change and move here was so strong that I was like, I guess this is what we got to do. Otherwise, I won't be able to do this anymore, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it was early January that you quit your job.
No, it was December. It was like December 8th is when I did it, I think. December 8th or 9th.
I guess that's true because you were, yeah, a lot's happened, but
yeah, because we were doing so much work because we had the house listed before January.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so so he quit his job, and then we were like, all right, I guess we're really doing this. So we listed our house for sale right before Christmas. Yeah, like right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And got a contract on it 2 weeks later. 2 weeks after that, we closed on our house. And then January 31st, we moved into our apartment here. So within a month and a half of that trip, we were here.
We didn't move here January 1st.
January 31st.
Oh, I said first. Okay. But yeah, no, it was very quick. It was extremely quick. Everything happened in such a way that it was just bizarre. Like, we prayed through the whole thing, and I know we both just kept asking God, like, you know, if this is what we're supposed to do, then, you know, we pray that it just works out. And literally we just kept doing things, and they kept working out in a way where we were like, it felt like an answer of like, okay, yeah, just keep going, you know? So we just kept following it, and it led to us getting here rather easily, you know, compared to how hard it is for some people to move here.
I feel like our experience is so different from most people's experiences that move here, because like I said before, like, it is not an easy place to move to. Like, it takes so much money, so much time. I also forgot to mention, we flew up here mid-January to look at apartments, like, while our house was already under contract. We had no idea where we were gonna live. Our house was about to be closed on, and then we finally found the right apartment, like, the day before we were leaving to go back to Texas.
Yeah, we looked for apartments for one day. We found the place, and literally the day before that, or the night before that day that we were looking for apartments, we were just trying to get things together, and we had, like, a full panic attack because we really didn't think we could even get one. Just because it was crazy, the situation. Like, we just quit our jobs and moved here, and it was like, okay, like, how are you going to get approved for an apartment? But again, we just prayed and we did what we, you know, could do, and it all worked out. And here we are.
Yeah, which is just miraculous. So the fact that everything worked out how it did, like, so easy in comparison to most people. It's like, okay, we're meant to be here for some purpose.
Still figuring that part out.
Yeah, we're not entirely sure what it is yet, but I mean, the past month and a half now, like, we've just been going to museums, walking around, having fun, enjoying the city.
We really committed to ourselves, like, we're gonna really enjoy the first month here and not even concern ourselves with, like, jobs or what we're doing right now. It's like, we just did all this work to get here, like, let's enjoy this for now and then we'll worry about that, because we're in a situation where we are able to do that. But now we're kind of starting with this podcast, and I know we're gonna venture into other things, hopefully. We got to start one step at a time, and I know we both really love the idea of the podcast, and we're both creative in that way, and we love working on it and building stuff. So I think this is going to be our main outlet for now, and we really hope to build a community, you know, a podcast community with whoever's going to want to listen to this and come along with us on this journey. But yeah, really excited about what's going to happen.
Yeah, and also I want to take photography more seriously, because I don't know, I used to have so much fun, like, just taking pictures of everything, and I want to get back into that, because I really wanted that to be my career for a long time, and I was kind of like, okay, that's never going to happen, but if it's going to happen anywhere, it would happen here, you know?
Yeah, and that's kind of another part of, I guess, just, like, our mission in moving here was, you know, we're going to be in a position to be able to have the freedom to kind of make decisions, even with just our careers, like, that are more personal and, like, stuff that we actually want to do. And it's not just, we have to do this thing, you know, like, you have to go get a regular job and just deal with it. And this is a real jumping off point for us to be able to do these things and build it and, like, do things that actually interest us and we have a passion about, and we're not just grinding it to make money and, you know, we feel like we're just dead ending all the time. So
yeah, I think we both really just wanted to move here to figure out what our passion is, because there is so much opportunity here and it can be kind of overwhelming because there's so many things to do here that it's like, which one do I even start with? Because you can really do anything you want. And I know you can do that other places too. Like, it's not, oh, you have to move to New York to be able to do what you want. But just the energy here, like, makes you want to do something out of the norm and, like, just do something that you're truly passionate about and just figure out, like, what that even is.
Yeah, the energy and the, like, just the way the city is and, like, the lifestyle you kind of have to adopt to live here, it just forces you to live in a very creative way to make things happen out here. And yeah, I don't know, just the amount of, like, things you hear people talking about that they're doing to make money or just, you know, as a career or whatever, or even just on the side, like, it's so amazing how many different things you can do, and you can turn basically anything into a way to make a living or just live your life. And I don't know, seeing people mix those two things where they love what they're doing, but they're also able to make their life, you know, take care of their bills and everything. It's just, like, amazing to see that. And I really want to figure that out. I think we both really want to figure that out, how to marry those two things.
Yeah, definitely. And this isn't to say, like, oh, we're expecting our podcast to be huge and make us tons of money. Like, I like doing this podcast and it's fun. And if we have to get, you know, quote unquote, like, a real job, we're obviously...
Yeah, we'll figure that out. This isn't about money, because we just, at least I really just learned that it's not about money, because I was doing, you know, I was chasing money and going, okay, every decision I make needs to be, how do we make more money? How do we save more money? How do we invest it? And yeah, that dead ended, like, really quick. And now I see what we do with our lives has to be important to us, and it has to be something that drives you every day when you wake up. You want to go pursue it and do it. It's not just, oh man, I gotta wake up again and go to work and do the same old stuff. And, like, that just, what kind of life is that? Like, life's too short to do that every single day or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And also, again, we're so young. Like, we don't have kids. We just have our three dogs. So we're just trying to make the most of what we have right now and where we're at in life and see what happens.
Yeah. And if we literally crash and burn and everything is lost, like, we'll just do it what we've already done again. Like, it's not the end of the world. We have, like, way too much time still to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
And, like, we have time to figure things out, but also life's too short. So, like, you got to take advantage of that time. You can't just keep doing the same thing your whole life if you don't like it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, we've both... It's funny how all this came out of just cancer. Like, it's 2 years later, we're still talking about cancer, like, my cancer, and what happened to us from it. And it just has impacted us so much, and it's insane that we're here now in New York City and we're starting the podcast up again. We're trying to like figure out what we want to do. And, I don't know. I think I said on one of the podcasts before, like, it's shocking, but like, I'm extremely grateful that I got cancer because it reveals so much about what's really important in life and like what you should be doing. And it just like dials you in on what's the most important in life. And so I'm extremely excited that we've like followed that, the recognition of these things and like what we need to be doing and that we're here now and we're not sitting in depression or sadness or anxiety about it, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely that it gave us both a new perspective on life and led us to some realizations that we probably wouldn't have had for, you know, many, many years. And then we would have had regrets of living the same way we were and feeling unfulfilled.
Yeah, and I'm grateful that we, you know, I didn't die. We could actually do something about it, you know? Or at least I could do something about it with you, you know? It wasn't just you on your own anymore or after that. So, like, yeah, I don't know. So much has happened, and we've had a long journey in this last 2 years to get to here. But looking back, I really enjoyed every part of it, you know, even the harder parts, because... I don't know, I feel so great where we're at now, and I really enjoy the route that we're on and trying to take, and we're not just accepting a mediocre lifestyle anymore. We're gonna do what we need to do, even if it's scary and uncomfortable, and we've realized that that's more valuable than playing it safe all the time.
Yeah, and it's definitely a lot different from Texas.
Yeah, it's way different from Texas. Oh my goodness. That was the hardest part for me, like, when we first came here. It was like for real, the biggest city I've lived in is Fort Worth, and the biggest one I've experienced was Austin, Texas. And, like, Austin's pretty big, but it's not the same as this at all.
I don't feel like there's any city like this, necessarily, in America. Yeah, I mean, Chicago, yeah, maybe, but, like...
They don't come close to this, though. Like, how I've never been to, like, Chicago, but I just feel like when you think of a big city, you literally think of New York City.
Yeah, it is the city.
Yeah, it's insane, and, like, I just can't even explain. Like, my parents came here, and they were shocked by it, you know, if you're listening right now. Like, my dad was amazed at how big the buildings were everywhere, and the subway system. Like, underneath the city alone, there's, like, a whole other world of infrastructure and stuff, and it's just, like, mind-boggling how... big and intricate and just complicated this city is, and that it all still works every day. It's insane.
Yeah, it is. I feel like, well, you want to talk about how you've adjusted?
Yeah, I've had probably the roughest adjustment. It was kind of hard at first. I feel like I did get a little depressed when we first got here. Like, I was excited and relieved that we made it, because I was tripping out just about moving stuff from the rental car into our apartment because of how difficult it is. You just pull up in a bike lane. You have to like run your stuff in before the cop gets there and like gives you a ticket or whatever. And so we got that done. The dogs made it alive. I was excited about that. And not that they would have died, but just, I don't know. It's just my anxiety and stress like made me think crazy thoughts. But yeah, we made it. And then the first week was kind of rough. But I've slowly adjusted, and I've found like the little things in the city I really like. Like, even though it sucks to take the dogs out like a million times a day up and downstairs, I do enjoy when it's quiet outside in the early mornings or nights and no one's out there and you kind of experience the city like alone, which is weird. And it's just, it feels like I'm out in nature, but I'm not. And I really enjoy that. And I still enjoy the busyness of the city though too. Like I'm adjusting to it, but like the subway, even though everyone's scared of it, I love it. It's really fun to go down there. We haven't run across too many crazy people really. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't, like, now that we're here, I feel like, well, more adjusted than I was the first day or two, but I don't feel super out of place anymore. I feel pretty at home.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of had an opposite experience just because I love change. Like, if I could move every 2 months, I probably would. And I like high energy. Like, I like to be doing things all the time. I don't like to just sit down and watch TV. Like, that's not really something I ever do. So, I just feel like...
Yeah, like, day one when we got here, she sent me out on errands to go get, like, a new TV and some stuff. And I'm like, we're just settling in. And I went and ran and got all this stuff. And, like, she was ready to go. And I was like, can I just lay down and go to sleep for a day or two? Like, I'm so stressed. But yeah, she jumped right into it, like, feet first and was on the go already.
Yeah, I just truly love it here, and I feel like I was meant to be here, as cliche as that probably sounds. Like, I know so many people are like, oh, I'm meant to be in New York, and maybe they are, but I don't know. I'm just really happy here. I love it. I love the energy of the city. My biggest concern was not having a car because we did sell both of our cars because that's just not really something you need here. And it's also really expensive if you want to have a car here. So we sold both of our cars and I was pretty worried that I was going to feel like stuck without my car because it's been a big part of just feeling independent like since I got my very first car. But I really have not felt that way. And I find a lot of peace on the subway. And yeah, even just like walking around and listening to music, like it kind of feels like you're in a car listening to music, even though you're not.
There's something almost freeing about not having a car, like in a weird way. Like you're not tied down to like another object that you have to worry about, you know, or like park it somewhere, take care of it, pay for maintenance, all this stuff, gas. And like, yeah, I agree. Like, at first, when we sold the cars, it felt like when people would come over, like, a different continent or whatever, and they'd burn the ships so that no one would leave and they'd have to stay there and make it work. That's what it kind of felt like at first. But now I'm like, you know, it's just, like, one less thing to worry about. And who needs a car anyways when you have the subway? And, I mean, you can walk anywhere you need to go. And if we need a car, we'll just rent one. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, and I enjoy walking everywhere because you get to see so much of the city. It's good exercise, obviously, and it's just fun.
That is one thing I haven't fully adjusted to is the amount that we do have to walk everywhere. Like, for almost 5 years at my previous job, like, I walked a little bit, but I was pretty stationary most of the time, just sitting down. And so it's been a huge, like, physical adjustment for me, but I've really started to feel my body catch up the last couple weeks, and I'm not as sore in the mornings from walking or doing stuff, and I have more energy, and I'm finally getting there, and I'm ready to be fully there, but it's nice to be in motion and not so stagnant and just feeling, like, so out of shape all the time.
And it just feels good to get out into the world, because in Texas, it's like, you know, you drive your car, you walk in somewhere, you drive your car home. Here, you have to walk a long ways to get to where you want to go, or you have to walk to the subway station, and it's, everything's more, I don't know if I want to say more difficult, but kind of, it's just different.
It's like an adventure just to go do anything, which makes it really fun though. Like if you start, like, I guess this is more like the mindset thing Aubrey was talking about, but like once you fix your mindset around like little things like just walking to the subway station or like having to change your lifestyle where you go from driving to the store versus walking to the store, and like it totally, like once you get into the mindset, like it's way more fun. It's, you feel the adventure, like you're in it, like you're like, okay, this is cool, we're doing this. But like before you fully make that switch, it's kind of overwhelming to think like, oh, I want to just go get like one thing from the store, but you have to like walk like half a mile to go do all that. Like it's kind of hard to wrap your head around when you first get here.
Yeah, but we haven't even been here that long, and I feel like we're already starting to just adjust and feel like that's normal, at least for me personally.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's normalizing, and I'm acclimating to just total different lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're enjoying it so far. I don't anticipate not enjoying it anymore, honestly, because I really, really love it here.
Yeah, and I love it too, surprisingly. It's really growing on me every day. And I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're doing in life for the first time in a while right now, because I really felt stagnant before this, and I'm extremely excited that we made it here and that we're doing this now, and we just committed. Like, again, like, everything we did, it does feel like we burned the ships. We're here now, and it's like, we're going to make this work no matter what. And no matter what happens to us, like, we're going to be okay. We're going to figure it out. Like, that's the path. That's the adventure, so.
Yeah. But that's a little bit about where we've been. Sorry, again, if this episode was all over the place. We haven't podcasted in 2 years, so we're getting back in the swing of things. And we had a lot to catch y'all up on. And I'm sure after we stop recording, we're going to be like, oh, we should have said that. But in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'll do an episode on more of the logistics of moving here. Just because, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know it has been a while for us podcasting, but I feel like we did pretty damn good for this episode coming back. And, you know, there's not as much structure to it. But, yeah, we have a lot to unpack about what we've been doing and where we're at now. But I think as we build the podcast and the, you know, our little communities, our social media communities and stuff like that, let us know if you're really listening and you want to hear something from us, or something for us to talk about or look into or research, anything. Let us know. Be a part of our community. Talk to us. We'll do our best to talk back and be a part of it as ourselves. So,
I mean, we have like 20 listeners, so I think we can definitely be talking back to everybody.
Yeah, we'll talk back to all of you until we get to like, I don't know how many followers or listeners, but
I'll always message y'all back.
Yeah, even if there was like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, if not a million listeners, Claire would find a way to like hit everyone back with a message somehow.
Yeah, 100%. But also, not all of our episodes are going to be about New York. So if you have literally no interest in the city at all, like, don't worry. There's still going to be something for you. We just wanted to give a life update because it's a huge one. And yeah, we're still
excited about it.
So. Yeah, and it still feels crazy that we're even here. Like, it kind of feels like a dream because it was my dream personally for such a long time. And it's like, we made it.
Yeah. And I've just adopted it because I love my wife and I'm going to make it work because I didn't like what we were doing anyway, so why not?
Yeah, well, and you like it here, too.
Yeah, I mean, I love it now, but
yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we got for right now. Yeah, again, follow us on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire, and we'll see y'all next Thursday.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.